This is KCUR 89.3. This week, the head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, Seema Verma, was in Olathe to talk with seniors about Medicare. President Trump has pledged to not make cuts to the program, but Verma acknowledged that one of Medicare's main funds is expected to run out in 11 years. She told KCUR's Alex Smith that steps need to be taken, and the administration is now looking at ways Medicare can save money.
I know that one issue you're particularly interested in is the financial future of Medicare, and that in 11 years we'll run out of funds in the trust fund for hospital care. How do you address that?
Well, we want to make sure that we are protecting the program and that seniors will have access to this program for many years to come. You know, this is something that people have paid for their whole lives, and they want to make sure when they get to that age that the program is around for that. So we're doing lots of things across the Medicare program, but everything that we do, we want to make sure that we're focusing on outcomes, producing good healthcare outcomes, and making sure we're actually increasing access to beneficiaries. So we're doing things like thinking about how we pay our doctors and our providers. And instead of paying them for every little procedure they do, we're thinking about how can we pay them in a way that holds them accountable for delivering positive health outcomes. So we feel like we can try to build some efficiencies into the program.
You've suggested that some of that might be creating incentives for consumers to be more cost conscious. And some people have heard that and thought that sounds like seniors needing to pay more in the form of deductibles, copays. Is that something they should be concerned about?
No, not at all. We want to make sure that seniors always have choices. So just for today's example, I talked to a senior, Fred, and he was shopping around for plans. And because he had shopped around, he's going to save $1,000 this year on his drug coverage. And so when people have that skin in the game where they have some incentive to save money, they're going to take those steps. So that's all we're talking about, opportunities for people to be more engaged in their health care. It's not about trying to increase costs. It's just about trying to get people more engaged so that they are making those decisions that are going to help them save money and still make sure that they have access to high quality health care and that their health care is accessible.
When you came on, you suggested to states that in their Medicaid programs, they might introduce copays, deductibles, those kinds of things, but that's not an approach that you advocate for Medicare?
Well, first, I think the idea is empowering patients. We want to empower patients to make choices that are going to work best for them and giving them opportunities to have, to figure out what's going to work best for them. So copays and deductibles or incentives, again, that might work for some seniors and might not work for others. But I think if we're looking at sustaining this program over the long term, we're all going to have to work together, right? It can't just be the doctors and the pharmaceutical companies and insurance companies. We as individuals all need to work together to make sure that we're getting value. One of the things I think our seniors on the program can be very helpful is helping us with fraud and abuse. You know, a lot of times, we have our seniors that are looking over their statements and saying, hey, I didn't get this service. So I think when people are engaged and when they have some skin in the game, then they're working with us as a partner to identify, you know, how dollars can be used in the most appropriate way.
Something that came up in the discussion here was Medicare negotiating directly on drug prices, not the companies that administer Medicare, but the agency itself. The president has said he supported that. Is that something this administration will pursue?
You know, I think the president is most focused on making sure that Americans are getting the best deal. He's concerned about the increase that people are feeling when they go to the pharmacy and they're actually having to pay more for prescription drugs. And it's a tough balancing act because at the same time, our pharmaceutical companies have delivered some of the most innovative treatments and therapies coming out on the market, different types of therapies that are saving lives and are curing people from illnesses. And so we want to encourage that innovation that's going on, but at the same time, we want to make sure that drugs are affordable for people when they go to the pharmacy.
We do know that drug companies spend a lot on advertising, and that's something we end up paying for indirectly when we pay drug companies. That seems like something we don't necessarily want to fund through Medicare payments.
You know, one of the things that we want is, like I said, the goal is to make sure that seniors are paying the lowest possible cost. So we want to make sure that we're looking at everything across the board. The president has many parts of the entire administration working on this. We've got our folks at FDA that are working on making sure that there's competition in the marketplace and making it, you know, having generics and other alternatives go through a lot quicker. So we're looking at this from many different angles, and everything's on the table because we're committed to making sure that people can afford their medications.
Seema Verma is the administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. She spoke with KCUR's Alex Smith.